97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
These days, you know, Mark, you can identify as anything you want. If I want to be a lobster, then I should, my gosh, be able to identify as a lobster. If I want to identify as a 6'7" dude, then who are you to tell me I'm not that, right?
I absolutely agree. I think you should try out for the NBA.
Well, I think so, and it would be discriminatory if they didn't allow me because I'm actually 5'4", because I identify as 6'7". How dare you? You're going to respect whatever I dream up in my mind, just like Kamala Harris says.
Yes.
I have goals and aspirations, okay? I dream big, and I dream of being a 6'7" tall dude, right? And playing in the NBA.
All right.
Okay.
You should not be burdened by what has been.
I try not to be, but it's hard, you know? I take my advice from Kamala Harris sometimes. Well, I'm really starting to think I might identify as an illegal alien because they are living it up. Turning Point USA, TPUSA, as you probably often hear it referred to as, went out and did this investigation in this town called Brunswick, Maine, okay? And this is where a lot of illegals are now housed, living on the taxpayer dollar. And she was curious, this particular reporter, Savannah, wanted to know the living conditions of these illegal aliens. Take a listen to this.
The migrants shared with us that they come furnished, so they have a flat screen TV in there, couches, tables and chairs, a bed. We also asked them as well, hey, are you paying utilities here? They shared with us that nope, they do not have a water bill, they do not have an electricity bill.
And what about the light and the water?
Everything is good. We don't pay anything.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Are you kidding me? Now, are these people, had they gone through the Customs and Border Patrol app and been deemed with a magic wand to be U.S. citizens or here legally, I should say? Or are they really illegals who are just being housed?
Yeah, I don't know that answer because I know that's certainly happening in Ohio, right?
Not that I see a difference. Don't misunderstand me, but I'm wondering how the media plays this. Well, you know, they've been granted temporary okay status, and that's why it's okay that they're put up in these. And we've got veterans living on the streets who can't pay their bills.
Amen. I wholeheartedly agree. This particular apartment building was initially meant to help with the housing crisis going on in Maine right now. Just if you're curious, let's just say you, Mark Cox, as an actual American citizen who pays taxes and all the other things.
Yes, I do.
If you wanted to move to Brunswick, Maine and live in this specific apartment complex, it would cost you approximately $1,800 for a one-bedroom apartment. Or if you'd like a two-bedroom, you better be willing to cough up $2,300. That's where it starts.
That sounds like one cardinal way, doesn't it, Carl?
Keep in mind, Mark, yep. You would also have to pay utilities, so it's not even the same because and you'd probably have to furnish it, I would imagine, but their apartments, according to this reporter from TPUSA, the illegals are telling her, as you just heard in that report, they're coming fully furnished. And I know you're only hearing it, but let me tell you, as someone who's watched the video and seen how nice these apartments are, you'd like to live there. I mean, they are not like some, you know, gross couch that you found in an alley. I mean, these are very nice pieces of furniture, a nice flat screen TV. Then you hear that I heard as I'm driving into work this morning, I hear on the Gordon Deal show that FEMA has set up on its website like a conspiracy theory or like rumor type.
Make it stop.
Setup where you can go and read all the rumors and then read the facts about it, okay? And one of the facts that FEMA wants to point out, according to FEMA, is that no, we haven't spent any money on illegal immigration using our funds. Lies. Karine Jean-Pierre back in 2022
admitted it,
okay? And this is the rumor they're pointing out. Funding for FEMA disaster response was diverted to support international efforts or border-related issues. Here's their fact. This is false. No money's being diverted. I'm sorry, I have to read it that way.
Please
just for
read it
extra
that
drama,
way.
You know?
Yeah, with a little
false.
Snarl.
I feel like Dwight Schrute from The Office. False. No money is being diverted for disaster response needs. FEMA's disaster response efforts and individual assistance is funded through the Disaster Relief Fund, which is dedicated funds for disaster efforts. Disaster Relief Fund money has not been diverted to other non-disaster related efforts. Does anybody believe that?
No.
You have, was it Alejandro Mayorkas just not that long ago coming out and saying, we don't have enough money to basically pay for any more disasters or probably even all the money that's needed for the aftermath of Hurricane Helene because it's been so devastating. Then you have somebody who works with him trying to do damage control. So basically she's claiming her boss is a liar and saying, no, we have enough money. This is not it.
It's media malpractice again, running interference for the Democrats. I suggest, Kim, not to hijack Kim on a whim, that we play the Corinne Jean-Pierre bite where she admitted this back in 2022. Go to cut number 7 there, Carl, please.
As we've done many times in response to repeated attempts by these Republican officials to create chaos and confusion at the border, we are working to manage the consequences of including this latest political charade that we're seeing. So FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on site to coordinate available federal support from FEMA and other federal agencies. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants. We'll continue to do what we can as a federal government to support these cities as we rebuild our asylum processing system after it was gutted by the Trump administration.
I have an idea. For the next press briefing with KJP, okay, maybe today.
Can somebody
play
that?
Please, any reporter, I know all the network news reporters listen to this show, right? Big fans. Please play that clip for our girl, Corinne Jean-Pierre, and just say, any thoughts? That's it. You don't have to ask really a question. And what do you think?
Well, those are two different funds, is what she'll say. And that was 2 years ago. That doesn't reflect the current budget because 2 years ago we had shenanigans by Republican governors in the South who were shipping these poor migrants up north onto the northern cities in the blue states. And we had to provide temporary housing. So, yes, that's what the Federal Emergency Management Agency does. What they did was, just to be clear, this is where they're the ones lying. They declared what was going on at the border an emergency. So they needed the Federal Emergency Management Agency to step in and provide this relief. If you're dumb enough to think they're not still doing that, I've got a nice piece of swampland in Florida I'd like to sell you.
Yeah.
Anna, of course they are.
No, absolutely. In fact, this TPUSA reporter points out that one of the reasons that she focused on Brunswick, Maine, this town, is because the county it's in, Cumberland County, has received millions of dollars in FEMA funding for this very reason, illegals. Because they were housing them.
Yes.
Right. I mean, you have to, where is that money coming from? They're not working, so they have to be able to pay for their bills and pay for, are they getting money for their groceries?
This angers me so much. You've got people, and I've got friends of friends who have relatives down there. I've been reading their social media posts. They've gotten zero help so far from FEMA. They want you to stop the misinformation that the government's not doing its job. The government is not doing its job. Most of the relief they've had are from private citizens who are volunteering, like the ones over here that left from the St. Louis area Friday to drive water down to Tennessee. And they didn't go in themselves. They handed it off to a church down mm-hmm. there to let the church carry it over to the people that needed it.
Yep. I mean, you want to talk about tone deaf and not putting America first. And if anything, you could arguably say putting America last. Kamala Harris has the audacity to put out a tweet. Let's see, it was the 5th. Today is the 7th. So this would have been on Saturday evening, talking about the people of Lebanon and how they're facing an increasingly dire humanitarian situation. And she's aware of the suffering that's going on there. And she's going to continue working to help meet the needs of all the civilians there.
In Lebanon.
Yes.
She's tone deaf. You've got Americans that don't have electricity or water or food.
Yep. No, but Mark, come on. Stop being negative. She's giving them $750. Think about how much that can buy. With inflation under their administration that they caused, you could buy, like, I don't know, a few dozen eggs, right? You're not going to be able to get much.
I don't think Trump backs off a bit. He needs to keep giving them hell.
Yeah.
And just like we got the bite from Nancy Pelosi. Tom Cotton, they played it yesterday during an interview with Tom Cotton. Nancy Pelosi called on, praised the president for using FEMA resources to help the migrants at the border. Back in 2021, I think it was.
It's disgusting. By the way, if you've not yet seen the interview between Dave Ramsey and Donald Trump, highly recommend you watch it. It's, I think it was like 25 minutes. It's not very long. And Ramsey points out that he invited Kamala Harris on the show as well. And let's all be real. She's never going to do that. And Trump actually says that. He's like, she won't come on your show because she doesn't even really know what she's talking about. She would never be able to ask, in my opinion, direct questions about her economic plan because it's not her plan. I don't think she really knows what the solution is. She's going off of what other people are telling her, and then she's trying her best to regurgitate that. But really, it's just coming out as we all have hopes and dreams, and we want to be unburdened by what has been. That's why you hear word salad, because it's not her plan. She doesn't have a plan.
Well, she doesn't have a plan because she grew up in a middle-class family.
But she did? What?
I've heard that rumor.
I've never heard her say that.
That could have something to do with it.
That is brand new information.
I will, in fact, I will play you that Nancy Pelosi bite from 2021 when we come back, talking about exactly what they're now denying, just in case you're accused of spreading disinformation today. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.